Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katz from TDC is Sunday morning. One of our biggest problems in our country is the border, the Texas border. It's long. And with us today is Attorney General Ken Paxton of the state of Texas. Mr. General, how bad are things?
It's gotten much worse, obviously, in the last year. I think illegal immigration is up over 300% as a result. We also have a lot of other problems related to that, which is, you know, overdoses from drugs are up 30% because the cartels now have a much easier time getting their drugs through because border agents are so busy processing people to move into the country that they can't do their regular jobs. And so we have a lot more crime to deal with, massively increased costs for the states that are absorbing these millions of people. And of course, the spread of COVID, because if you're an American citizen, you cannot come back if you test positive. But if you're illegal, they don't test you, nor do they vaccinate you. They send you to another part of the country to spread COVID.
That is unbelievable. I know up here north, we're getting airplanes in all the time in the middle of the night. And I tell some of my friends that they're tiptoeing through the tulips and think everything in the world is great. I said, why are they sending these airplanes at 3 o'clock in the morning? Don't you smell a rat? And, you know, and maybe they start to look at me funny. I understand we've got millions of those people in the last couple of years, and we haven't. Is the Border Patrol, the people, do they test them for any kind of diseases? Do they test them for anything?
No, they're not tested. They're just processed, and then they're put on buses to go, you know, around Texas. They'll drop them off in some of these cities and just let them out. They'll fly them all over the country. They travel a lot of times with arrest warrants. That's their form of identification, which it's hard to believe that's true, but it is true. These people, the Biden administration doesn't transport these people in the middle of the day. You would think that would be normal, safer, but they don't, because they don't want the American people to know how widespread their illegal activity, and they're really working very closely, in my opinion, with the cartels, because the cartels are making money on every transport, and then we accept the transport, and the cartels just continue to make billions of dollars on trafficking of humans and trafficking of drugs and other things that are illegal.
Attorney General Paxton, tell me, because I don't really know, and the American people don't know, is somebody from Homeland Security, or is somebody from the administration, who is this somebody that's telling the Border Control guys, just let them go?
Well, I think this is a plan. It started day one with the Biden administration. I don't know that Biden knows what's going on. He probably is not completely up to speed on everything. But his administration, whether it's, you know, President Obama's people I don't know who it is. It's his administration.
It's somebody you think from the White House that said, and the people receiving the orders assume that it's coming from the White House, that it must be the correct order, and nobody's rebelling.
Yeah, and there's no doubt they've been completely consistent in telling Border Patrol, don't worry about following federal law. We don't do that from our office. We don't follow federal laws. And even if we get court orders, we don't follow those either. We run our deal more like a little dictatorship in a third world country. We're not going to follow the laws. We're going to get as many illegals in here in 4 years as we can, because then we're going to give them amnesty, and we're going to try to put them in Republican states for the most part and create as much havoc in those states as we can, because the Republican states are doing very well economically, and we can't have that story. We need to do as much harm as we can.
Now, this the ORR. The Organization of Refugee Resettlement, is that what it's called? And they are using that organization to transport these people at 3 o'clock in the morning. Now, let me ask you a question. Does anybody know who ORR is paying off in the local areas? Because I got a report, General Paxton, is that they paid a very religious, high-level religious institution $75 million in cash. You know any priest or that will turn down $75 million in cash? And to relocate individuals.
Yeah, I know that money is coming from all over the place to help them get here. First of all, they're given money from these international organizations. And I would have no doubt that the Biden administration is also helping to fund their relocation and basically cover their costs. And of course, the American taxpayers are paying for it. And it's never been voted on. Congress isn't authorized this, but it would not surprise me at all.
Well, Attorney General Paxton, we got a minute left. What else would you like to tell the American people? This is very disheartening, what's going on.
Well, you know, it's not just immigration. The overall theme here, whether it's the vaccine mandates, whether it's the Keystone Pipeline, whatever it is, we're in 27 lawsuits with the federal government. It's the same concept. It's a White House that says we're not subject to the same Constitution as the rest of America, and we're just going to abuse that Constitution. We're going to do whatever we want. We're not going to follow laws. We're not going to follow court orders. And we dare you to do anything about it, because what can you really do other than impeach me? And that's not going to happen with a Democratic Congress. So we're just going to keep moving forward with our plan, just as if we had no elected officials, as if we had no Constitution. And that's what's going on. And the American people need to know they're being betrayed by this president.
Attorney General Ken Paxton, thank you for everything you do to help save America. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you.